Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church. And as we open up the calendar year 2014, we'll focus at least one focus on health this morning, particularly eye health. It's been a few months since I've had the opportunity to talk with John Malone, and John is out there talking about eye health this morning. Good morning, John. Nice to have you back on the line this morning.
How's it going today?
It's doing very well. A little cloudy this morning, but the calendar says January, so I guess some of those hazy days of winter are to be expected. But that does affect the way we feel sometimes. Everybody likes a sunshiny day and likes to be able to see those bright colors of life. So anyway, John, talking about eye health, you and I have spoken for, several times over the last few years. You worked for a long time along with eye health researcher and ophthalmologist Dr. Banker, and we're kind of continuing some of those tips this morning. Some things are problems with the eye only rise for most people to the eye to the level of nuisance, whether it's a dry eye in the morning or dry eye at night. Others are more serious problems like cataract or glaucoma or some of the other things that we talk about frequently. And you and I probably cover some of the or all of those and maybe a few others. Let's start off with something simple. Many people are troubled occasionally or regularly with dry eye, and I was talking with my own eye doctor last time I was in, and just talked about a little bit of that. I have a little bit of a problem with it, and talked about the fact that there really are two types of tears, the what I call a watery tear that most people think of that, you know, drips out of the eye when you have allergies or something, but there's also an oily substance that really kind of helps lubricate the eye. And sometimes we need one, or sometimes we need the other if we're using an eye drop that helps supplement tears.
Right. The more liquid eye drop, the watery eye drops, more for like cleaning the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then the oilier drop is more for lubricating the eye. And Dr. Banker always told me that dry eye is caused by a blockage in the stomach meridian that runs from your stomach up into your head. And a lot of times acupuncture can help that, you know, seeing an acupuncturist. But there are things you can do to help relieve the symptom of dry eye.
Okay.
And there are cataracts, you know, that's a big problem people are having, glaucoma. And a lot of times that can be caused by simply using reading glasses, trifocals or bifocals, for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That when you use those type of glasses, they paralyze the ciliary body. It's a muscle that goes around the lens in the eye.
Right.
And that's the muscle you read with. And when you wear reading glasses, trifocals, bifocals, and other things, the muscle doesn't move. It just sits there because you can see good with the glasses on.
And like any other muscle... Like any other muscle we don't use, then it becomes, I'll say, lazy, flabby, whatever term you choose to use. It doesn't have to work, so it sooner or later doesn't work.
Well, that muscle, when you try to focus on something, the brain will tighten that muscle up. It sends a signal to the muscle. It tightens the muscle, and it's like a sphincter muscle. It goes all the way around the lens, so when it tightens up, it squeezes your lens, and the lens bulges out and gets thicker to focus. And when the muscle loosens up, the lens gets thinner. So over time, that muscle can toughen up and not work properly, so you go get reading glasses, and you put those on, and you can see fine, but the muscle will just sit there. And when that muscle tightens and loosens, it secretes fluids out of the muscle that lubricate and bring oxygen and nutrition into the lens. So whenever you wear the glasses and the muscle's just sitting there, you're not getting the oxygen and nutrition into your lens that you normally would. And that's how you can develop cataracts, and glaucoma can be caused by that muscle not moving. When that muscle tightens up to focus, it also pulls on the Schlemm's canal. That's a drain around the iris, the color part of the eye. And as it pulls on the canal, it helps open up the canal and let fluid out of the eye and moves the tissue of the canal and keeps it pliable and healthy. So when you paralyze the muscle with the glasses, you stop the muscle from pulling on the drain and opening it. So over time, you can develop open angle, closed angle, narrow angle glaucoma from using those types of glasses.
Now, I know I know many eye doctors will say, you know, that they'll see the onset of presbyopia, the condition that as we age makes us, I guess for lack of a better term, move the what we're trying to read back and forth to help easily focus things. So partly we're manually compensating, I guess, for that unwillingness of the eye muscle to focus, but things can get better. Sometimes, just like any other exercise, if we use a muscle more, it stays more flexible, right?
Right, it'll work better. See, when you stare at something, when you sit and stare at a book and hold it one distance from your eye and sit and read it like that, the brain will tighten up the muscle in the eye to focus, and then it kind of stays tightened up while you're staring at what you're reading. And if you sit there for a half an hour just staring at a book and reading it, that muscle is being tightened up and staying in that position for a half an hour. And over time, that can damage the muscle. So when you read, Dr. Banker learned from studying Chinese medicine and what they do in China for eye problems, that the Chinese, when they read, every few minutes, they'll just move their head back a few inches. And they'll read for a few minutes, then they'll move their head forward a few inches. Then they'll read for a few minutes like that, then they move their head back. So they're actually moving their head back and forth every few minutes. And when they do that, that little muscle in the eye has to move to refocus. So it's not stuck, tightened up in one position for the whole time that you're reading.
Is that the same sort of thing that happens when we're, say, driving down the interstate with the cruise control on and we're just kind of always focused at that distant point somewhere 2, 3, 4 miles on down the road?
Well, that, the muscle inside the eye, the ciliary body, that only tightens up and moves around when you're trying to read something up close or look at something up close.
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving down the road and you're just looking straight ahead all the time, you're not moving your outer eye muscles enough that move your eye around. You know, when you look up and down, left and right, any direction you can move your eye, that's done by the 6 outer eye muscles. So the problem is people don't move their eyes around enough. You know, like when they want to look at something, they'll turn their head to look at it. Or when you're sitting there watching TV for an hour or two, you're just sitting there staring at the TV. You're not moving your eyes around. And that's not good for the 6 outer eye muscles that move the eye. And they can tighten up and hold tension and start squeezing the eye. And the eye becomes more egg-shaped. It's not round like a golf ball. And that can cause near and farsightedness, the tight outer eye muscles.
So it really is a complicated system, and it's amazing that that the eye functions very well most of the time if we treat it right.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. Dr. Banker developed the self-help vision care kit, and you can see it on our website, and you can get these and work with them at home. They're for all ages. Anybody with eyes can use these. Little children, adults get them and teach their children how to do these. I mean, I've worked with people all the way up into their 80s and 90s with these kits. And diet changes, attitude, lifestyle, environment. Your diet is real important to the eyes. So there's just a lot of things people need to learn about. And most ophthalmologists, they basically do some type of surgery. You know, they haven't done all the research and study on eye diseases like Dr. Banker did. So she went into more research and study of eye diseases. And she was an ophthalmologist. She went to universities for 14 years. And she was like a world-leading eye specialist.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
talk about eye health and what we eat and maybe some of the supplements and other things we can do to keep our eyes healthy for as long as possible. And we'll continue with John in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come Worship
John Malone. And John, what we eat and to a certain extent how much we eat of some things, maybe some supplements that we can help out, everything from, some of the things we normally think of like vitamin A, but other things like MSM and many other things can help right. improve eye health, right?
Right. One thing that's real good for your body and your eyes are antioxidants.
Right.
So there's a new product I just heard about. It's called Chaga, C-H-A-G-A.
That's one of the Chinese herbs, right?
Well, it's a mushroom, a fungus that grows out of the birch trees.
Okay.
And they take those and dry them out. You can make tea out of them or eat them. And they have 25 times more antioxidants than blueberries. So Arctic Chaga is a real good one that's out there. And I've been using that on people that have cataracts to help improve their cataract condition. And also another thing that can cause cataracts are alcohol, cigarettes, the chemicals in cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Also free radicals and things from trans fats. And, you know, eating a lot of different oils aren't good for you because they oxidize in the bloodstream. So they can cause trouble with cataracts, you know, lens in the eye. And then all your vitamins, your minerals, there's 90 nutrients you need every day. There's 60 different minerals that the body needs. So supplementing and getting more vitamins and minerals and eating a better diet is definitely better for you.
Are there particular nutrients, and you mentioned a couple already, antioxidants, so we're looking at everything from vitamin C, vitamin E, and other substances that act as an antioxidant, but are there maybe new research out there that shows that maybe there is, and I know there's no such thing as a magic pill, because if there was, we'd already all be on it, but are there new research out there that people can avail of just to help improve their eye health?
Well, you can, you know, the computer's great. You can Google nutrients for the eye and check out different websites. The vitamin D3, 5,000 IUs a day, is real good for the retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we use that for a lot of people with diabetes and retinopathy and different macular problems, macular degeneration, wet or dry.
Now, I think that much vitamin D3 would require a doctor's prescription, right?
No, you can get vitamin D3 at the health food store, vitamin C. You can also Google foods high in antioxidants and look at some of those sites, and they'll have a list of the different foods that are high in antioxidants. And, you know, you need to learn more about free radicals and antioxidants, how they protect the cells from these radicals bumping into the cells and destroying them. And, you know, animal fats, you want to watch your fat intake. That's not good for the circulatory system. But your brain needs a lot of fats and cholesterol, so it's kind of balancing that out. And there's just a lot of things out there, like you're mentioning MSM is real good for the eye. There's just a lot of different things out there we could talk about, but it would take all day.
Sure. So a lot of what I hear you saying, though, are things that people are hearing from maybe their heart-related doctor about things that are good for the heart or for the circulatory system. So
right.
if we're taking care of ourselves in other ways, it sounds like we're doing at least some of the things that people would need to do to improve eye health as well.
Right. And another thing that's a big problem with macular degeneration is the tannic acid that's in coffee and regular iced teas and black tea and chai tea. The tannic acid causes blood vessels to tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the retina and your kidneys and your brain and other parts of the body, you have really fine little blood vessels. Some of them you need a microscope to see them. And you have microcapillaries. And the small, fine blood vessels in the retina, when you drink the tannic acid in the coffee and the teas, it can cause those little blood vessels to tighten up, and then you're not getting enough blood and oxygen into the retina. And that can start a cause of the cells dying and swelling up in the macular area in the retina. And that is called macular degeneration. And there's other things that they're finding, chemicals in the cigarettes and, you know, alcohol and things that are hard on the eye, they can affect the retina.
Okay, so, and I just checked your website. I think if people want to Google Dr. Banker Eye Health, they would come up on your website. I just scanned it a few moments before we went on the air, so I can't say I read everything that was there, but it looks like that eye health kit with everything from an eye chart that you can kind of put up across the room when you're not watching something on the tube, or some of the other tips that are out there, including I think it comes with a DVD that kind of explains a lot of the things that eye chart and other things would be good for, right?
Well, there's an eye chart to check your distance vision. It comes with another eye chart to check your reading vision. You hold it 14 inches in front of you. Mm-hmm. There's a manual in the kit. There's actually two videos on DVD, and there's four CDs that you can listen to, and a lot of information on those to help you with your eye problems. And you can see the kit at drbanker.com, drbanker.com. And my office phone number here in Colorado, excuse me, is 303-494-4532. And you can't order things through the website. You need to call us, and we do like a consultation and see how we can evaluate your problem and what we can do for you. There's no charge for that.
Okay.
But, you know, we need to talk to people and see what problem they're having before we can just have them ordering stuff.
Sure. Well, and that's a great way to do it. But again, some of the things that you and I have talked about, a lot of it is common sense or something we might be hearing from like I said, a heart doctor or somebody else, as far as, you know, watching trans fats, watching fatty acids in general, and just, you know, exercising those eye muscles just like we, you know, go out and exercise the rest of ourselves. So.
Right.
Well, John, Okay. Well, John, thank you so much for some of the eye health tips and just reminders as we start off a new year. Many people, I'm sure, starting that idea to start the year off healthier, and what better way to do it than starting our eyes as a way to let the light into it to the rest of our body. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. That's Community Connection this morning on AM 1400.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much.